You're listening Across the Border. We're continuing our study here in 1 Kings, chapter 16. And we got to verse 33. It says, "And Ahab made a grove, and Ahab did more to provoke the Lord God of Israel to anger than all the kings of Israel that were before him. In his days did Hiel the Bethelite build Jericho. He laid the foundation thereof in Abiram, his firstborn, and set up the gates thereof in his youngest, Segub, according to the word of the Lord, which he spake by Joshua the son of Nun." Chapter 17, verse 1. "And Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab," Gilead, a region east of the Jordan, also the name of three Israelites, Gileadite. So, "who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said to Ahab, as the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, get thee hence, and turn thee eastward, and hide thyself by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. And it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there. So he went and did according to the word of the Lord. And he went and dwelt by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. And the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning, and bread and flesh in the evening, and he drank of the brook. And it came to pass after a while that the brook dried up, because there had been no rain in the land. And the word of the Lord came to him, saying, arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. So he arose and went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there gathering of sticks. And he called to her and said, fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink. And as she was going to fetch it, he called her and said, bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thine hand. And she said, as the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I am gathering two sticks, that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die." Yes. "That we may eat it and die." The way things are worded here in the King James English. I wonder if it's that we may eat it, and then after that we have nothing, and then we're going to die. Anyway, it just kind of tickles me sometimes the way things are written in the scripture. So Elijah said to her, fear not. Basically, she said, this is all we have, and after we eat this, we have nothing. And we're going to starve to death. You know how people are, how we all tend to find a way to find the negative instead of being happy that you got enough to make a little food there so that you're not going to starve today. You know, perhaps that's why the Messiah, when he taught those guys to pray, you know, they did come to him and they said, teach us how to pray. And so they call that the Lord's Prayer, but they should call it the disciples' prayer. Because he was teaching them how to pray, right? It's kind of wondered about that, the Lord's Prayer. Give us this day our daily bread, you know, to be satisfied that we have bread for the day. And tomorrow will take care of itself. So we kind of see that mentality that we all kind of default to. Perhaps it's just part of our fallen nature. But that we may eat it and die, she says. So Elijah says, fear not, go and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first, and bring it to me, and after make for thee and thy son. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, the barrel meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail, until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah. And she and he and her house did eat many days. and the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord, which he spake by Elijah. And it came to pass after these things that the son of the woman, the mistress of the house, fell sick. And his sickness was so sore that there was no breath left in him. And she said to Elijah, What have I to do with thee, O thou son of God? O thou man of God, art thou come unto me to call my sin to remembrance and to slay my son? And he said to her, Give me thy son. And he took him out of her bosom, and he carried him into a loft where he abode, and he laid him upon his own bed. And he cried unto Yahuwah and said, O Lord my God, hast thou also brought evil upon the widow with whom I sojourn by slaying her son? And he stretched himself upon the child three times and cried unto the Lord and said, O Lord my God, I pray thee, let this child's soul come into him again. And the Lord heard the voice of Elijah, and the soul of the child came into him again, and he revived. And Elijah took the child, and he brought him down out of the chamber into the house, and delivered him unto his mother. And Elijah said, See, thy son liveth. And the woman said to Elijah, Now by this I know that thou art a man of God, and that the word of the Lord is in thy mouth is truth. And what would the skeptics say to this story? Well, skeptics can see a miracle and they won't believe it. And if they had seen this, they would have said, well, you know, Elijah accidentally did CPR by laying on him three times. The skeptics always come up with something like that. You know, it's like the parting of the Red Sea and all of these things. They try to come up with some explanation out of nature. Continuing here, that's chapter 17. Let's move on to chapter 18. In First Kings. And it came to pass after many days that the word of the Lord came to Elijah in the third year, saying, Go, show thyself unto Ahab. And I believe this is the third year of no rain, perhaps. In the third year, saying, Go, show thyself unto Ahab, and I will send rain upon the earth. And Elijah went to show himself unto Ahab, and there was a sore famine in Samaria, and Ahab called Obadiah, which was the governor over his house. Now Obadiah feared the Lord greatly. And see, that's a good thing. Now in Israel, here's Obadiah, a man who fears the Almighty. For it was so when Jezebel cut off the prophets of Yahuwah that Obadiah took 100 prophets and hid them by 50 in a cave and fed them with bread and water. So here we have a little more clue as to what kind of woman Jezebel was. She's going to cut off the prophets of the Almighty in Israel because, of course, she serves Baal. And she brought Baal at worship in, and Ahab, her husband, built a house to Baal and an image to Baal there in Samaria. And so she was after the prophets, and Obadiah hid them. And Ahab said to Obadiah, Go into the land, unto all fountains of water, and unto all brooks. Peradventure we may find grass to save the horses and mules alive, that we lose not all the beasts. So they divided the land between them to pass throughout it. Ahab went one way himself, and Obadiah went another way by himself. And as Obadiah was in the way, behold, Elijah met him, and he knew him, and fell on his face, and said, Art thou that my lord Elijah? And he answered and said, I am him. Go tell the Lord, Behold, Elijah is here. And he said, What have I sinned, that thou wouldest deliver thy servant unto the hand of Ahab, to slay me? As the Lord thy God liveth, there is no nation or kingdom whither my lord hath not sent to seek thee. And when they said, He is not there, he took an oath of the kingdom and nation that they found thee not. And now thou sayest, Go tell the Lord, Behold, Elijah is here. And it shall come to pass, as soon as I am gone from thee, that the Spirit of the Lord shall carry thee whither I know not. And so when I come and tell Ahab, and he cannot find thee, he shall slay me, but I, thy servant, fear the Lord from my youth. So Ahab commanded to go, Elijah commanded to go see Ahab, and this man tells him that when I go to report to Ahab that you're here, if you disappear, then Ahab's going to kill me, basically. So it was not told, my Lord, what I did when Jezebel slew the prophets of the Lord, how I hid 100 men of the Lord's prophets by 50 in a cave and fed them with bread and water. So we're getting just a little more detail here about the meeting of Obadiah and Elijah. And now thou sayest, go tell thy Lord, behold, Elijah is here. And of course he means by thy Lord. It's small case Lord here, meaning, of course, Ahab, the king. Behold, Elijah is here, and he shall slay me. And Elijah said, as Yahuwah, that's the Lord in caps there, by name, of hosts liveth, before whom I stand, I will surely show myself unto him today. So they had been looking for Elijah, and he was hidden, of course, by the word of the Almighty. He hid himself by the brook there, and then with that widow, and now it's 3 years later, and Ahab couldn't find him, so now he's showing himself as commanded. So Obadiah went to meet Ahab and told him, and Ahab went to meet Elijah. And it came to pass, when Ahab saw Elijah, that Ahab said to him, art thou that troubleth Israel? Are you the one who brought this trouble? Because remember, he said, it's not going to rain. And here it is, 3 years of no rain. And when you have no rain, you have very little food in the land. And he answered, I have not troubled Israel, but thou and thy father's house, in that you have forsaken the commandments of the Lord, and thou hast followed Baalim. Now therefore send and gather to me all Israel unto Mount Carmel, and the prophets of Baal 450, and the prophets, and of the prophets of the groves 400, which eat at Jezebel's table. So Ahab sent all of the children of Israel and gathered the prophets together unto Mount Carmel. And Elijah came unto all the people and said, how long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, and here he uses a name, if Yahuwah be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word. They just shut up. And you can understand why. Here it is. You got Ahab on one side with all the prophets of Baal. That's kind of like, the president today with all of his prophets up there running the nation, right? And you got Elijah over here all by himself proclaiming the name of the Almighty, Yahuwah, as opposed to Baal. How long halt ye between two opinions? It's kind of like America today. How long halt ye between two opinions? If that man be God who's telling you that sodomy is great and men should marry men and women should marry women, doing more wickedly than every presidator before him, every king before him, president, whatever you want to call him, every dictator before him, They let you believe that you have free elections in America. But free elections are long gone by. As soon as the Federal Reserve coup of the U.S. Treasury took place, they could buy whatever they wanted. Whatever position they wanted, they could purchase every office, and they have, because money wins elections. Money controls the media. It controls the TV and the newspapers. And yes, it even controls your opinion of what you believe about God's word. It controls whether you believe in evolution or not. It controls what gets into the public school system for all of you public fools out there. Yeah, I went to public school too. I was one of the fools. That's right. But after I got out of public school, at 19 years of age, someone gave me a Bible and I read it. And I started learning that there was a such thing as truth, and that there was a God who created everything, and that he had a son who paid the price for my sins so that I could escape the grave. And he has verified this over 40 years to me, that his word is true. And now I know it, as surely as I know anything, that his word is true. And all of that nonsense from the teachers of Baal, the governments of men, and all of their idolatry and falsehood, and yes, their wall of false prophets, it's all come tumbling down because the mortar is no good. So Ahab, he did it. He sent all the children of Israel and gathered all the prophets unto Mount Carmel, and that's all of the prophets of Jezebel and Baal, of the new state religion, their 501c3 counterpart of the day. Yes, state-sanctioned religion, where they control what your prophets say and don't allow them to step over line for fear of losing tax-deductible benefits and property that they will take away by the law that they volunteered into and give it to another not-for-profit organization that will comply with the law. I know how it works. I studied the law. I looked into it because someone told me 30 years ago when I began ministry that, oh, you got to do it. Oh, you need to go down and join the state and get you a state corporation and a 501c3 status tax-deductible donations. And that way you can get money. Yeah. People will give to you because they're going to get a benefit for it. Yes, you have your reward. If you give to get a tax-deductible donation, you're letting your left hand know what your right hand's doing. You have your reward. That's it. And now you are part of a state-sponsored religion. That's the counterpart. That's the parallel of what's going on here in history and how it's being repeated today. So Elijah came unto all the people and he said, how long halt ye between two opinions? If Yahuwah be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word. They shut up. They didn't know what to say. They want to see how it's going to fall out first. You know, people like to choose the winner, but they don't know who's going to win. Or they're dumbfounded. Well, yeah, we heard about Yahuwah, God of creation, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and how we heard all that. But look at this guy has all the guns over here. Man, they're ruthless. They kill anybody who goes against them. Jezebel doesn't care. You get on her bad side, you're dead. They will bring you up in charges and you will die. It happened. That's what was going on then. And that's what's coming in the Mark of the Beast monetary system. If you don't fear God and keep his commandments, if you aren't learning obedience to him now, how are you going to be led when the time comes? How are you going to be led then? You're going to be in derision. You're going to be crying out for the rocks to fall on you. Or you're just going to bow down and worship the image of the beast because you haven't learned obedience. You don't love him and keep his commandments. It's not going to be good for you. Remember, all things work together for good to those that love God and are called according to his purpose. The flip side is that it's not going to work out too good for you that hate God, hate his commandments. That's right. Bear false witness against your neighbor. Yeah, Jezebel, you know who you are. And all of you that thrive on the spirit of Jezebel, the murder of children, Then Elijah. Then said Elijah unto the people, I only remain a prophet of the Lord. But Baal's prophets are 450 men. So here is one against 450 on Mount Carmel. Let them therefore give us two bullocks, and let them choose one bullock for themselves. Bring in two bullocks, let them choose the one they want. I'll take the other one, and cut it in pieces and lay it on wood, and put no fire under it. And I will dress the other bullock and lay it on wood, and put no fire under it. And you call upon the name of your gods, and I will call upon the name of Yahuwah, and the God that answereth by fire, let him be God. And all the people answered and said, it is well spoken. Yeah, let's see it. And Elijah said to the prophets of Baal, choose you one bullock for yourselves and dress it first, for you are many, and call on the name of your gods and put no fire under it. And they took the bullock which was given them, and they dressed it and called on the name of Baal from morning even until noon, saying, O Baal, hear us. But there was no voice, nor any that answered. And they leaped upon the altar which was made. And it came to pass at noon that Elijah mocked them. And said, cry aloud, for he is a god. Either he is talking, or he is pursuing, or he is on a journey, or peradventure he sleepeth and must be awakened. Elijah's mocking them now. And they cried aloud, and they cut themselves after their manner, with knives and lancets, until the blood gushed out upon them. So here they are cutting themselves, trying to get the attention of Baal, their god. And it came to pass, when midday was past, so they're morning to noon, now it's midday. And they prophesied until the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice, that there was neither voice, nor any to answer, nor any that regarded. Yes, I love it. It's funny. Yes, Elijah mocks them. And he says, oh, perhaps he is talking, or he is pursuing. And you know what that really means? He is pursuing. That means he is in a private place. That means he's sitting on the toilet. Perhaps he's relieving himself, or he's on a journey. Maybe he went far away, or peradventure he's taking a nap. He's sleeping. Yes. So they started to cut themselves and leaping and dancing upon their altar for another 3 hours, and middays passed. And they did this until the offering, to the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice. There was neither voice nor any answer, nor any that regarded. And we're going to see what happened when we get back from this break. You're listening to Cross the Border. We're going to take a little musical interlude here, then the news, and then come back to Cross the Border.